Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dev Chats. Today, we are stretching our legs across the metaverse, coming to you from Neos. And with us today, we have Thomas Vandenberg, the solo developer for Vermillion. This game originally came out around July of 2021 on the PC side, and he recently released this in March of 2022 for the Quest. Before we get into the game itself, we're just going to have you give us a little of your history. Is this the first game that you've done, or have you had experience in the game industry prior to this? Just to get to know a little about you, however much you want to give us here. And
Vermillion is definitely the first game which I've released for myself. But before I got started with it, I've been using Unity and like Unreal Engine professionally for like 6 or 7 years. In like a creative agency for like building stuff for museums or for like expos, you know, like projection mapping and also a bit of VR stuff. That's actually how I got into VR. Like my company got the Oculus DK 2 originally, and then bitten by the VR bug, and now ended up here with my first self-published VR game.
Oh, amazing! So you said you're doing stuff with museums too as well, like actually building.
At my first job, not currently with Vermillion. It could actually be an interesting use case for it, but that's how I got started with Unity.
Oh, excellent. Well, I mean, that kind of probably helped with the idea of the spatial studios and stuff that you're doing in there too as well, right? That experience there kind of probably came over to what you did here in Vermillion itself.
Yeah, I mean, mostly just like the whole technical stuff of how to use a game engine, you know, that I think there's most of the skills which are very important to get if you're like a solo developer. And I also had ownership over the entire project, right? So same if you're like a solo developer, you're doing all of these things, you know, you're coding and you're doing the modeling and you're doing the sound design as well. And Having that kind of job where you're also doing the entire pipeline is very useful if you're going into indie development, right? Because if you're starting out in like a very specific role, if you're working in like as an employee as a game development firm, you get like a very specific role. But in like a smaller company, you get ownership over the entire thing. You learn all of the skills. So that was like a good starting point for me there.
Yeah, a man that wears many hats, and you do it well. I mean, what you've done on the game is amazing, right? Well, yes, yeah, so at least, you got help on the publishing side, which is awesome, too. I saw that the Aviary.
No, that's
you guys
actually my own company.
Oh, that is your company, too? So you really did everything on this.
I'm self-publishing, self-marketing.
Oh, wow.
Everything, It's just a random name for the company.
Even more impressed, even more impressed. That's really amazing. Yeah, because I know a lot of people will do that, and then that they reach out or to different PR companies or whatnot to get the game out there, which helps. You know, sometimes people have money, sometimes they don't. That's where we come in to try to help. You know, get the word out there.
I was actually kind of lucky with the original launch on Steam. You know, that it was kind of organically successful. You know, it got to the top selling page just by itself without needing like a publishing firm or a marketing budget, right? Because I didn't have a marketing budget. So right. I guess I got lucky there.
That is awesome. Okay, before we get further into the game, for those that are unfamiliar with it, can you just give us a brief elevator pitch of what the game is?
Right. That's a very good point. So Vermillion is like an oil painting simulator. And to be even more specific, it's kind of like a Bob Ross simulator in a way, because it comes with a web browser built into the game, which is next to the easel, so you can look at any YouTube video you want and learn to do painting with stuff you see on YouTube. And then there's like a very detailed painting simulation with a lot of different brushes, with like realistic color mixing, so like your yellow and blue is gonna make green. And it's just like, that's basically it. It's like a detailed, relaxing painting experience, and you can learn to paint along with people on YouTube.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things out there. I've just been watching people again and again on Facebook in different areas. No prior art experience whatsoever. They're loving your game. They're finding it super relaxing. I did too when I checked it out myself. I was amazed the fact that you have the tutorial. When you open the tutorial, it puts the actual picture on the canvas, shows you how to create all the different colors, you know, how to, you know, use the rag to get the colors off of there, how to thin out the paint. So many different tools to work with in there. Like, to me, it blows your mind at first, and you look at it, you're like, okay, that's a lot. And then you just make it so, you make it so easy for everybody. And I think people are really enjoying
the tutorials which are in there. Yeah. So it breaks it down, you know. It's like it just tells you, okay, just use this brush, you know, mix this color, and then you're off, right? Because if you're starting off, I think with any new game or any new tool you're using, you're gonna be overwhelmed with like different options in there. But just because it's like a step-by-step tutorial, a couple of them, I think it really gets you in there. And by the end, everyone is like super surprised that they actually made this painting, right? There's like the two tutorials of Joe, and then now are very often shared on the Discord or on Facebook, and these people are like, I can't believe I made this myself, you know, but the first time painting, and then there it is. So it's always like a really, really rewarding to see this reaction from people.
Yeah, that's got to be a great feeling. I know you said originally you kind of created it because you wanted a way to paint and do different stuff like that, especially during the COVID times. Not that we like bringing that up, right? But but we're all affected by it. We're all at home. You're helping put people's mind at ease, you know, that still aren't able to work and stuff like that too. And that's awesome. I mean, that's like you said, it's got to be great to see the responses from people on here that you're seeing out there. They're loving it. They're loving you. I was amazed myself. So, being that I know there's a lot of tools that are already in there right now, and we kind of discussed briefly before we got here, I know we're planning on maybe doing some additions or different stuff to the game, or is there anything that you want to go into more detail that maybe some people don't know, or like Easter eggs or something that people don't know about the game itself? Sorry, I know that was a wide span there of a question, but I'll let you take it whatever direction you want.
Okay, so maybe starting off with what's in the game first, like kind of an Easter egg, which maybe not everyone knows, is you can actually beat the devil over the brush, like Bob Ross style. And if you do with the big one, with the 2-inch brush, and you go bap, 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 bap on the easel, then there's actually like paint splatters flying everywhere in the studio. So that's a really cool one to do. And
I have to try that.
yeah, you're gonna have to try it. There's definitely a bit more tools coming. So the first things which I'm gonna be adding is something which people are often requesting is like a stabilizer for making straight lines. That's gonna be coming soon. A couple new palette knife shapes. Because people love using the palette knife a lot for making the mountains or making like, I know, more abstract art pieces. So a couple more of those are coming up. And nighttime versions of the studio, that's going to be a really fun one, because I know that there's a lot of people who are like painting late at night, and usually it's because they don't even notice like how much the time has gone by. They're like, I put on my headset, I took it off, and suddenly like 3 hours were gone. I didn't even realize. Like there's like a Steam review from this week, and it's like, normally I have a very short attention span. I didn't even notice how many hours went by when I was just losing myself in painting. So that's always really funny. So yeah, nighttime version of the studio is coming to make it a bit easier on the eyes. And kind of like here, you know, it's kind of like a more evening version of the loft for a studio already.
Very neat. Very neat. Yeah, I mean, it's I can see that. Yeah, that can be disorienting.
It's very bright compared to the other one. So there's like two different studios in there by default for like the two different tastes that people could have, like more traditional Renaissance style or like a modern clean kind of studio. So that's all coming in the short term. And then in the long term, I'm going to be working towards multiplayer. That's going to be like the big thing. Yeah, first of all, it's going to be like a gallery mode, so you can come together with your friends, mount your paintings, and then, you know, have kind of like a gallery meeting, you know, invite people to come look at your stuff in VR. That's the main reason why people make art, right? You want to show what you've done. So that's going to be like the first step, and then later on it's going to be like full-on multiplayer painting. But yeah, that's going to take a while, you know, so bear with me on that one.
I can
it's
imagine.
Like a major technical challenge, but yeah, I definitely want it. A lot of people are asking for it, and I definitely agree. It would be like a really fun thing, like super chill out, just painting along with your friends, you know, or maybe like even like an art class kind of scenario. So yeah, that's coming. That's coming.
Oh yeah, that'll be neat. Yeah, having actual people come in and doing teaching and stuff like that too. You can give people occupations just with your game alone here. That'll be amazing.
I guess you already kind of could using Twitch. That one of them is streaming it, and then you're watching it on the browser in game. So I mean, yeah, if you're out there like an art teacher looking for remote possibilities, then maybe now is the time to get in there.
he's helped you out. Now's the time.
Jump in. You know, yeah. Be the first one.
What are you thinking on there? Will those be like a shared studio kind of deal, like where it's just a space where people can bring out their thing, or will it be like actual like rooms they can create that people can go and visit on their own? Say if you put a like you make a gallery of your own artwork, well, are you thinking of doing it so somebody can actually publish that and you can go in and visit that? Like a shared world? Or is it just going to be the live interactions where everybody's together just at once, where you can only pull out the art in that place?
No, it's definitely going to be private spaces. So the main thing is just a way for you to invite your friends to come look at your stuff, or to be able to organize it with your friends and then make a space together with a group of paintings. Like if you're like, okay, we're going to be painting a theme together with a couple of friends, you know, that kind of thing. But it's definitely always going to be like a private kind of thing where you need to get the room code to be able to look into it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's awesome in itself. Any way you can, you know, share the experience with your friends is great. All different variations of ways people do that. But yeah, that does sound amazing too. Cause yeah, I'd love to go and sit there with even you or somebody else and just have fun and create, talk. We could literally watch anything we want with what you put in there. You know, we could be watching a show and painting something, or we can actually be learning to paint the same thing at the same time, right?
Yeah, that's one of the great things of these multiplayer VR experiences. Also, like Walkabout Golf, you know, it's like a great example of, you know, it's actually like a golfing game, but most people use it just, you know, to hang out and just even have like a meeting. It's just, you know, a more fun way than just being in a room sitting together, you know. And I think Vermilion could also be an experience like this, in a way, just hanging out, and you know, it doesn't even have to be about painting, just like a very nice setup to be in, a very relaxing space to be in.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's that just sounds amazing. I know we kind of covered a lot, and it is a simple game, but there's a lot that can be done with it there. I do love the fact that you've made the easel so it can move around easily too, so it can accommodate anybody, you know, seated, if they want to stand and paint, whatever they want to do. I'm disabled myself and I have to play seated, so I found that really easy. Sometimes, you know, it's tough. You got to lean over to grab items and games or different stuff like that.
I'm still working on it. It can get a little tough.
No, but I mean, you've done a really good job, and I appreciate that too. I just I got to point that out on my end there, just because sometimes games can be a little difficult for me to play, but yours was simple and easy, and I love that. So
yeah,
if it was in consideration by mistake, or if it was there intentionally,
no,
I thank
it was
you
definitely
for
intentionally.
Way.
Yeah, I wanted the easel to be like as flexible as possible, and still everything be very like organic to use in VR, right? So instead of having like a slider to make it bigger or smaller, you know, just grab the easel and just move it down, you know. I really want it to be like a very like tactile experience, because that's what makes VR fun, right? Just grabbing stuff. But I will be adding like a full-on accessibility mode as well, so you can grab stuff at a range, so you don't need to reach over.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, that's that can be difficult sometimes. I always fall off the chair a lot trying to do that. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's also going to be coming soon, like a full-on accessibility mode, which just like allows you to like distant reach grab stuff. And then, yeah, then it's definitely good. And also a fully one-handed mode as well, because right now, you still need both hands, so that's also coming in the near future for people who can only use one hand. It's like a different control scheme to only use one hand fully. Because
Excellent.
I think it's really important, you know, just these simple accessibility things just make a world of difference for the people who need it. So yeah, I'm all for it.
Oh yeah, that's great too. And then, you could use something like the rudder along with it to move around the studio while you're painting if in multiplayer. There's lots of the utilities and stuff you could do with that, and that's awesome. PC side definitely has a lot more to work with on that hand. Yeah, it's got to be hard to move around and do different stuff on the Quest, but I appreciate when people do the one-handed mode there too as well, because you're just opening it up to that many more people, and appreciate that there. Yeah, there, like I said, there's some devs that will not take that stuff in consideration. I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. They have their vision. They don't want to break on their vision, but I always appreciate the people that take the time and think about that kind of stuff. Plus, it means more money for you in the end result anyways, right? Because you're going to be able to sell it to more people. So it benefits everybody. Yeah, it's a way I have to explain it to people a lot of times out there. Like, if you do this, I know it's going to cost you a little extra right now, but if you do this, it'll come back to you because that many more people will be talking about your game. That many more people will be getting involved with your game. And I just, it's, yeah. And then people, once they get into that mindset, will use that for whatever else, the next game or whatever app or whatever they're making. And yeah, it's a lot easier to take that in consideration while you're building versus after the fact. So the more we remind them out there, the more that'll get done. And before I can go off on an accessibility tangent here for half an hour, guys, I'm not going to do that to you. But yeah, it's really fantastic what you've done here. Is there anything that I'm missing here, or anything that else that you might want to speak about or cover that we haven't covered yet?
Yeah, I know, like a fun thing about accessibility even still is that I've been quite a few requests from people to have like a colorblind mode, which is like very challenging for a painting game. But there actually have been like quite a few people who are colorblind one way or the other who have been doing paintings, and they're still having a blast of a time, you know. Even though it's you know, like if it's I don't know which colors they can't differentiate in that specific case, but still, you know, it opens up this whole new world for them, right? Because you know you wouldn't be getting into the whole stuff if it's physical paint, you know, because you know, just because of the mess of it and the cost of it, and yeah, they can express themselves in this way in VR, and yeah, I think it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, there's three different main variations of that. Most people that I know are like the red and green. Those two just blend together, and that's awesome. You're taking that consideration. That can be a tough one sometimes
Yeah,
on particular games because it doesn't keep the same look once you switch, but to the person viewing it, it means the world to them. So yeah, text we won't really run into problem with in VR because on like flat screen, a lot of the devs will put like the 12-point font. And even the normal person can't read that. How many times do you catch yourself leaning into the TV? I can't see what it's there. Here, like I said, it's not as big of a problem, but yeah, it's mostly mobility stuff and colorblind and other things that do affect people. So that's awesome that you're doing that as well. That, yeah, again, will mean the world to a lot of people out there. I myself don't aren't I'm not affected by that, but yeah, it's tough when you're trying to point out something to your buddy in a game and they're like, I can't see it because you're like, you see that green thing over there? They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. So you just got to go up and really point to it there, you know? But yeah, putting those switches in there just as an option for people. Much praise to you for doing that. Yeah, a lot of, like I said, some people will, some people won't. I love the people that do. But again, not everybody has the budget to do that kind of stuff now. Especially as a solo developer, you know what I mean?
It's
So wearing
always
all the
picking and
hats.
choosing, you know, and the but
Yeah.
the list is like never ending, you know, the backlog of stuff you want to add, you know, there's always
Yeah.
more.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you've got your own stuff that you want to add there, and then you got a million suggestions coming in from the outside world too. You know, you try to accommodate everything you can, but some people, like I said, that's the older folk that are in. Like I, for me, I'm 45 myself, so like I'm more patient and understanding. Some of the younger crowd is not, Yeah, and I've seen, and I've seen them get endless flack to people out there about stuff, and it's just like, guys, learn a little patience. Like, this is not, you're not dealing with EA here. You're not dealing with giant companies that have endless amounts of people that they can pay to hire and do all this kind of stuff and get it done quickly. So yeah, little patience from people out there goes a long way.
Much appreciated. The sentiment, you know.
Yeah, again, I could be here talking accessibility all day. I know everybody doesn't want to hear it though, but thank you for doing that. Is there anything else that you can think of that we didn't cover that you want me to bring up after that?
Yeah, I don't know. So the main starting point is that there's a lot of people discovering an artistic side of themselves which they didn't even know they had, which we kind of shortly touched upon. And also for artists who weren't able to paint before in their apartment because they didn't have the space, or not, like, you don't have the ventilation to do actual oil painting because the fumes are toxic, they can now do it in VR. And it's like opens up like a whole new world of possibilities for them. So we kind of touched upon those subjects, just do a nice selling point
at the end there for you. Yeah.
That's like, oh yeah, I could just like put it at like the main thing. I don't know.
Yeah. If you don't think you could be an artist, you can. This will teach you everything you know. Yeah. No cost, no fuss, no messing up your place. You could do endless art. How can we say that the best way?
Yeah, even as an undo button, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh yes, that is very handy. Because I did screw some stuff on there too. And one thing we didn't cover is, what does Vermilion mean? I know it was chosen in the title, but what actually does it mean?
That's actually kind of a funny story. So when I had to pick a name for it, I think I was on the train to register my sole proprietorship the first time. And I figured, you know, I kind of want to do something with these pigment names, like these oil pigment names, because a lot of them have like pretty cool names. If you're looking at like the beginning of a Bob Ross video, he's just like, okay, and now we will scroll the names of the paints that you will need across the bottom, right? And it's like titanium white and like burnt umber. And I was thinking, you know, maybe this could be like a cool name to use for VR application. So I was scrolling through like all of the different pigments there are, and a couple of them stuck out, and then I saw Vermilion. And Vermilion is kind of like a red, orangey shade. So like the color of the logo, that's literally like the color that's Vermilion. And it kind of stuck with me because there's like a sneaky VR in there as well. You know, it's like Vermilion.
I didn't even think about that.
I was like, okay, that's going to be the one. I Googled it. And I was lucky that it wasn't already taken for a different game. So I figured like, okay, that's going to be it. So that's how I came across the name. That's how it stuck. And yeah, I'm happy with it.
Awesome. Yeah, I always love the origin stories of stuff there. that's very creative. I like that. I didn't even think about the VR in there. That's awesome.
It's very sneaky.
It is. So yeah, like I said, this game, amazing. Anybody can be an artist. You don't have to mess up your place, right? You have lots of options in here. I know I'm giving a very brief description. Did you want to expand upon what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's just been such a joy to see from so many people come into Discord or on a Facebook group or on Reddit who are like, you know, or the Steam reviews. There's so many people saying, I don't have a single artistic bone in my body, and I got Vermilion because it somehow looked interesting, and now I'm hooked. You know, these people are some of them on the Facebook group, they're like cranking out paintings like five a day. Like, it's insane. And they didn't hold a brush in their entire life. You know, but there's so many people who are like, they find the flow of it, you know, the zen of it, and they really discover this new side of them. And I think, you know, that's like, that was kind of the thing that people like Bob were trying to bring across, you know, like the joy of painting. And I love how with VR, it's so much more accessible now. And now we have like a good simulation of it. You get a good feeling of it without needing all of the setup, all of the stuff in your room, you know, all of the mess and like really expensive gear. And you can't undo your mistakes, which you luckily can in a digital application, right? It's like a very big one.
Right.
Even if it's like a happy accident, it's probably a nicer to just undo it. And yeah, the same goes for like even experienced artists. You know, one of them is like an illustrator, like a professional illustrator, and she couldn't use an old painting setup anymore because in her apartment there's not the space and the ventilation for it. You know, you don't want to have toxic fumes in the small
right.
space. So now she's like super thrilled that with Vermilion she can still get like the same experience of it, but just, you know, much cleaner and, you know, without the waste of space. And even
oh, yeah.
with like the posture mode, you know, when you're painting in there, you can still be chatting away with like your partner or keeping an eye on the kids, you know, and just still be painting in there in your own living room, but without the physical gear. So yeah, I mean, I just love hearing these stories, you know, from the users. That's always like, it always brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, true. And you're giving them experience, like even for the cost of the game, might be even the cost of one of these paints.
Yeah, I mean, literally, right?
if you're getting
the more expensive tubes, like literally one of them is going to cost more than the entire game. Yeah, you're probably going to use them at the beginning, but yeah.
Fancy easel, probably about, 10 times the cost of what you're paying for the game itself.
Yeah. Easily,
the board itself would probably cost as much. Yes. Yeah, so you're giving them everything. And like you said, endless possibilities, the undo option, right? We all wish we had that in life, regular life most of the time, sometimes, right? But it makes it a lot easier. Yeah. Cause, I'll screw up, especially too. I get shaky hands here and there. So next thing I'll be trying to do a straight line, and it'll be all over the place.
Especially in VR, right? You definitely need it because, you know, you don't have like the option to lean against the canvas. That's like the one drawback which VR has over real life painting. But yeah, you do get to undo, so you get to try it as often as it needs, and you got the stabilizer function as well, right? So you definitely get like a lot of digital support for the one drawback which you get from VR painting. And like a funny thing to mention is like people are often asking like, can you learn to paint in VR and then use those skills like in real life painting? And you know, people have actually done this. You know, there's actually like one of the very active users on Discord. She's called Princess Fuzzy, and she has been learning to paint like Bob Ross paintings in Vermilion, and then she actually got like a full on actual like small easel and acrylic paints. And the same technique that she's been learning, you know, and the paintings look like so similar, like side by side, you know, it's like you can clearly see that, okay, this is like her style, which she put in there. So it's very, you know, it's so satisfying to see that these skills that you can learn in VR, they do transfer over. And all, of course, the opposite way around as well. If someone's like skilled in painting, of course, there's differences, right? There's like obvious differences between the two, but like the actual skills, you know, being able to adjust color, being able to mix it, using the different brushes, like making your composition, you know, you learn these skills and they're transferable. And yeah, I think it's just like one of the magic things that VR offers.
Yeah, that's amazing too. Yeah, I mean, some games applications, maybe not, but yeah, that's yours is actually, you're right. It is a real transferable skill into the real world or vice versa. And it's like I said, it's blown me away. My team was asking forever to have you come in here, and I'm glad we finally got a hold of you and got you in here. Cause, like I said, you've created an amazing experience out there, and a lot of people, should enjoy.
Thank you very much.
And, you had mentioned the Steam Workshop. Can you go a little more into detail of what that entails?
Yeah, it's actually something which I'm really excited about because I want to add the option for like people for the community to build their own studio environments or in general their own environments, right? So currently there's only these two studios to choose from, but when I can like open source the ability to like crowdsource studios, then people are going to be able to implement anything they want to, right? It's people are already planning like outdoor environments, you know, you just put your easel in there on top of a mountain with like a beautiful skybox, or in like a little Parisian street, or in like, I don't know, a very classy other studio environment. So I'm really excited to see what the community is going to be building once the Steam Workshop support hits, which is probably going to be like in this coming month, it's probably going to be at least the beta release of it. And yeah, I really can't wait to see like what the community is going to be creating, which new student environments are going to be in there, because I know that like there's so many talented people in the community already. So yeah, I'm really, really curious to see what new environments they're going to be for to paint, and you know, I'm very excited for this new feature.
So is that something that that they'll be able to ingest into the game itself, or like bring into the game itself and apply?
Yeah, definitely.
So that'll be like on a local level, or I guess if there's ones that are really awesome or ones you really like, you could probably end up putting in the game yourself but if they could probably share it out there to other people, right? If on the workshop, make it a shareable item, have people download it, apply it on their own local game there too as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, the Steam awesome. Workshop is yeah. openly browsable, yeah. right? So you can see anything which people have uploaded and marked as public. So you can just download them from Steam directly. And yeah, it could be if there's like particularly popular ones that they might become an official one, or they could be ported to the Quest version. It could be a thing. But yeah, like currently the way it's planned is definitely like a way for the community to build their own studios. And yeah, I can't wait for it to hit Steam.
Yeah, that'll be really neat too. Yeah, seeing everybody else's creations, not only with the paintings. Yeah. And now creating, they could create their own home, right? If they really wanted to, within there, they can put themselves anywhere. They could be painting on the moon, right? They could be
totally.
They could be painting in space anywhere you think of. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah, yeah. Just giving people creative tools like you already have just for this alone and everything else. Yeah, that's. You're getting me really excited just talking about the stuff here right now. I like what I'm hearing. I'm sure others that are listening right now too are probably appreciate that. But yeah, get creative, people. Get creative. We love it. Keep giving us all your artwork. Bring out your inner artist. And for those that are creating out there, is there a particular place that you want them to share their work, or is there like a universal hashtag or anything else that people are using to share? Is it just like hashtag Vermilion?
The best way would be tagging the Vermilion account. So on Twitter and on Instagram, it's just called Vermilion VR, all in one word. And there's also the official Facebook group, which is also called Vermilion VR. If you go to Facebook.com/Vermilion VR, you're in the official group. And there's also the Discord channel. And actually, if you're in Vermilion and you're exporting your pieces, it tells you also where to go. It's vermilion-vr.com/discord. And then there's like a huge community of like over 2,000 people already who are daily sharing their pieces. And yeah, it's just like this beautiful channel. You can just scroll for ages and see what everyone's been doing. But yeah, like on Twitter and Instagram, you can definitely always tag my account and I'll be retweeting your stuff and be sharing it. And yeah, these communities are just, are so positive. You know, everyone is like encouraging each other. Same on the Facebook group, which is like a lovely community. So yeah, I definitely encourage everyone, if you got the app, don't be afraid to share your pieces. You know, come to these communities, come to the Facebook group or Discord, or tag me on Twitter or Instagram, and share your stuff. I would love seeing it, and everyone loves seeing it. So yeah,
I do too. I mean, I've seen especially on Facebook groups, there's two regular people there that are putting out like six pieces a day.
Yeah,
and they're amazing. I mean, it's one day I think even did like the Three Stooges traveling in a car or whatever came up in their mind. Just amazing stuff I've seen come out of there. And for everything you just described for the Discord and all that, we'll have that in the description of the video and links to it there in case you guys want to get to it directly from there.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah, well, make it easy, right? Keep it simple. Got to make it easy for people to get to where they need to go. If not, searching can be tough. guys, Vermilion, an amazing app. I would highly suggest you guys check it out. Bring out your inner artist. Get creative. You can paint anything. People have proven that. Now, should we show off what we've been working on here to the crowd?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually kind of proud of what I've been doing on here. Yeah, so,
me too.
Let's take a look.
You inspired me heavily here, buddy. So, yeah, my hero here, the full flesh of the Vermilion God.
that's something else. Yeah, I mean, I wish it was this fit after being like full on developing 24 hours.
Right, with all the work, this is what he's gonna end up looking like. Well, guys, I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for joining us today. Thomas, again, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate you coming
in. Yeah, it was a joy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you soon on another episode, guys. Have a great day and night wherever you're at. We'll see you soon.